But what went ye out for to see? Verse 26 now, a prophet. Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, and shall prepare thy way before thee. You see, this is the fulfillment of Malachi, the third chapter. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. Now, notice, though, the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They're like children sitting in a marketplace, calling one to another and saying, We piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We've mourned to you, and ye have not wept. In other words, they were like a bunch of spoiled brats. And that's the way a lot of folk are today, friends. I've been a pastor for many, many years, 30-some-odd years. And a great deal of that time was spent as wet nurse burping spiritual babies. And that's what these religious rulers were in that day. They were a bunch of spiritual babies. They were like little children. Our Lord said, play in the marketplace. And somebody says, let's play wedding. And they said, no, we don't like play wedding. That's too jolly. And then somebody else said, well, then let's play funeral. And they said, no, that's too sad. In other words, they were really spoiled brats. That's what they were. And our Lord said, that's exactly what that religious generation was. And I'm not sure but what this is an accurate picture of the average church today, filled with a bunch of spoiled babies. That's what they are. Somebody says, Preacher, you can say that now that you retired and got out of the ministry. I want to tell you something. I sure can say it now. I feel sorry for some ministers today. I thank God that in my ministry, He never put me in a position where I was subject to man. I was always free to declare the Word of God as I saw it. And somebody said to me, why don't you preach this or why don't you preach that? Is it because that you're afraid of the members, afraid of this board, afraid of that? No, my friend, I didn't preach it because I don't follow your idea either. I preach what I believe is the Word of God. And I want to say this to you. When you're listening to this poor preacher, I may have it wrong, but I have it the way that I believe that it is. And that is a great satisfaction to me today. John the Baptist, he said, came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a demon. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children. You see, some people say, I don't like that preacher. He's too intellectual, and he just stands up there with a monotone. And somebody else says, or the same party says, and I don't like so-and-so. He gets up there and he pounds the pulpit and he yells at the top of his voice. You know what the problem is? It's not with these two types of preachers. The problem is with a spoiled baby. That's what our Lord said in His day. I think you can make application to the present hour.